So the overall architecture of the service looks like this. Down the bottom we have CDMA. This is the, you know, the Qualcomm storage technology down here, which is now TI EIA Interim Standard 95, IS 95. And then we have voice running above. This is, this little V in the circle represents the voice service access point. This is the thing the user sees. We have some test services. And then the idea was to provide either a packet data service that would go directly into this radio link protocol that would provide something like PPP. In fact, it is PPP now. Or, alternatively, you could go into the top of this protocol stack and get either an asynchronous data or a fax mode service. And because telephone companies, again, their model of what people of how people did data over phone lines was modem. They wanted a modem emulation service. Okay, and they put that as the first in their priority list. And I said, but you know, when this stuff becomes, you know, out there, you know, the internet's what everybody's going to want to get on, and they won't want to go through this modem stuff. And they said, all right, well, we still want the modem service. You know, it's like the bridge engineer again. So we actually sort of did this in a sort of a bass-ackwards way. We actually defined all this stuff first, and then as sort of almost as an afterthought put on the packet service. Because the async data and the fax service is basically used in the TCP IP stack directly, it was then a simple matter of simply stripping it all away, throwing it all away, and giving the user direct access to the radio link protocol so they can get on the internet. And that's the point we're at right now. Right now, the big argument is about mobility. Do we really need it? You know, do we have to wait for mobile IP, or is, you know, temporary addressing with DHCP, is that enough? Those are the kinds of arguments that we have. You know, the internet community, you know, they just go out, and if somebody goes out with a good idea and builds it and puts the code up on the net, and next thing you know, it's a de facto standard. The telephone industry does not work that way. You know, everything has to be, you know, worked out in excruciating detail in advance. You know, every contingency accounted for, because they have such a long development cycle. Things just work in a very different way.